term I've heard used, or used myself, is shell.
Mm-hmm. Is that the hard part that you have to crack with a hammer?
No. Well, that, both ways.
We use both
shell, really. There is confusion there, I hadn't thought of it. I don't think I've ever... I believe I've heard it spoken of as the hull, is this skin over it, and then the shell would be the heart, the nut part itself.
Certainly gives you brown fingers, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Do they have pecans in this area? Is it too
rare? Oh, there's a few trees, a few tame trees here. It's about 12, 15 miles from here that I know of. I've tried to grow them, never had any luck.
I lost one this spring, too.
That's how
I just put it out and died.
I had a nice one started, and horses got into the place and broke it off.
Oh.
And gave up trying. I think we can grow them here. Just get down and grow.
They demand water.
Yes.
Did you ever get any fruit in your stocking on Christmas Day?
Yes. It used to be quite a festival. It's Christmas morning, hang our socks.
What did you get in particular? What fruit?
Just orange and apple, that'd be the only fruit.
And if you're sent for something and there isn't any left, what would you report back? I can't get any because
it's all gone.
Let's see, you mentioned your vegetables. Where did you grow these?
Well, in the garden here. Right near the house.
And what did you grow?
Well, after I started our own, we grew nearly everything. Different kind of vegetables. Potatoes, sweet potatoes, Irish potatoes, okra, tomatoes, corn, squash and pumpkin. Just very near.
Did you grow those little red vegetables that you eat as salad?
Carrots.
Like the first thing up? The brown, red ones, hot.
Peppers?
No, these are root vegetables. It takes them about 30.
Oh, radish? Huh? Yes. I think there's very few vegetables you can name and we didn't raise because I tried nearly everything. We had a good garden spot. It was underground water and we had plenty of spring water too, so we had a real vegetable garden. That isn't common to this country, though.
Oh, it isn't. I was very surprised, because I struck out on this every time.
That's so.
We come to garden.
My wife and I, we lived on the ranch at the Fort Tickle's job up here, and we grew nearly every vegetable you can name.
Did you grow those that you can dry and keep all winter? If they have a paper-like series of leaves on them? When you peel them, they make your eyes water?
Oh, yes, onions.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Have you ever heard those called ingerns?
No, sir. Onions all over there.
Did you grow those onions that you can eat early in the year?
Yes, sir. The winter onion.
Uh-huh. And
we didn't grow too many of those, but we did grow some.
Beans?
Yes.
Those large yellow ones?
We grew the butter bean, the Mexican bean, whole bean.
What did you call beans that you'd serve in the pod?
The string bean, you mean your green beans?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Well, those were green beans?
Green beans.
And speaking of these butter beans, what did your wife call it when she'd take them out of the pod?
Shelling.
Uh-huh. And edible tops of root vegetables?
Greens, yes, sir.
Tasty, aren't they?
Yeah. I guess in later years I like them better than I used to. Mm-hmm. Very much for greens here.
I got it in the Army, so I liked kale.
I never have liked kale.
I would think I was about the only person who liked kale, but on this one air base we got it about two times a week.
That's so, and broccoli, I never get to where I like broccoli.
I got so I liked it, and I just
My wife is very fond for it.